No. Please.
So, now what are you going to do, Chris? What are you going to do, you know?
What I always do.
What's that? Keep it real?
Yeah.
Okay.
I keeps it real.
But first, we're talking this morning about inattentive drivers, people not paying attention on the road. One guy called in complaining about old people, and then, you know, that's expected and stuff. So that was nice. There's some task force that they expect will eventually start pushing the state, saying, hey, give us a law against people who don't pay attention while they're driving.
What's a task force? I always wondered that.
They have a task.
That sounds like a group of people who want to have like a badass sounding name, but it doesn't really come off that
way. Right, but really they sit around eating...
We're a task force.
Pretzels and not really getting much accomplished. Yeah, that's a good point. Task forces are overrated. They seem like they'd come in and kick your ass at any given moment, but...
Nope.
Pretty weak.
Too many other tasks. So.
539-9750 or 238-0975. Your thoughts on people who really don't pay attention while they drive. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. Finally got in. What bothers me the most is, like, you know, on interstate when there's no stop sign anymore and then, like, the old guy stops. This happened to me, like, about 3 days ago.
Oh, when you pull up to, like, an intersection? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the interstate intersection in the Manhattan, the K-18.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a weird intersection, yeah.
Yeah, and there's, like, an old guy, and he stopped, and there's, like, 10 cars behind him, and you're not supposed to stop. And
yeah.
Then he's, like, waving at the people at the stop sign to go, and we're all, like, honking our horns, and, yeah, it just really pissed us all off, so...
Yeah, that exit, people always get fooled by that because it's so different from any other exit.
Yeah.
You know, most you have to stop when you're coming off the highway, but instead you're supposed to just keep on going. So it throws a lot of people off, and I'm surprised there hasn't been a huge pile up there.
Definitely. So it's good that they're finally getting the road to four lanes eventually, but it's taken a while.
Yeah, yeah, it takes a bit, especially with the way Kansas Department of Transportation works. So, yeah, that's right. I'm calling you out, KDOT.
You said it?
Yep, I did. I know. My family's at risk now, but what can you do? Thanks for calling in this morning.
No problem.
See you. 539-9750 or 238-0975. She didn't seem to appreciate my KDOT banter as much as I thought she would.
Maybe she worked for KDOT.
Well, the guy that called about coming back from Manhattan at like 1 in the morning when he was drunk.
Oh, with the old people?
The old man on the cell phone.
Yeah.
I am willing to bet that was my father.
your dad gets on
The man is 73 years old, and he goes to Manhattan to play cards every night with all the young kids, comes home 2 o'clock in the morning, hadn't had anything to drink, can guarantee you he swerves all over the road, watching the TV in his car.
Oh, no, he's got a TV in his car?
Yes.
Wow.
Man is nuts. But, yeah, I think old people should not be allowed to have cell phones in their car. And if they are, they should not be allowed to be on.
What a badass dad, though. He has He has a cell phone, he has a little video screen hookup, and he's out late playing poker or cards all night?
Right. Every night, that's right.
Have you seen him yet, Chris?
I don't know. Who is he?
He drives a little white car.
What's his name? What's his first name?
I might know him.
I can't tell you that.
We won't put it on the radio.
Well, why don't you say his name, Chris?
I don't know.
Oh, you'd have to hear it to know it?
Yeah.
Now, Chris goes out and plays poker a lot.
You promise you won't put it on the radio because he would kill me.
No, I don't promise. Well, we don't need his full name, just his first.
Well, he goes by Flash.
Flash?
Yeah, he plays Texas Hold'em all the time, is what his game is.
Does Flash sound familiar?
I don't know a Flash.
But you do at least know some old man who might qualify?
Maybe.